This is the EMG Podcast.
Killer.
We don't have headphones today, so we don't know if this is lining up with the music.
No, it is.
You did that visually?
Watch, look, I'm fading it out nice and smooth.
I guess we'll see in post.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of the EMG Podcast. Mike,
yes.
Today we are talking about...
We're talking about summer weddings. Summer weddings. We are in the grand scheme of things here. We are, it's May of 2024 here in this current state of Montclair, New Jersey at EMG. And we are getting into our summer months, some of our favorite months of doing weddings. And we wanted to do a podcast on this, not only for the channel itself, but also for some of our future prospective clients that we speak to. We want to try to give
planning
some advice
in the summer. That's why I didn't wear socks today. Because we're talking summer weddings.
Well, you didn't wear socks under that? You didn't do no-shows?
Nope.
That's disgusting because I know your feet. All right. So let's let's talk about summer podcasts. No, not summer podcasts. Summer weddings. So today what we did was we did five pros, we did five cons, and then we did five things to think about, five tips. Now, the cons are really... The pros and cons are subjective, right?
Yep.
These are the kind of things that we just thought through because we do these all the time. And you could take them with a grain of salt, but they are things that you could definitely think about. So we're going to start with the pros first.
Yep. Why don't we go back? Let's go battle style.
You want to go one-on-one?
I'll take the cons, you take the pros.
Okay, fine. All right, so let's do the pros. Let's get this here.
Oh, here we go again. Let's hope we have it. Here we go.
Here we go.
Looking for it.
Okay.
Number one.
Number one of the pros. I actually love this one. It's beautiful weather, right? For the majority of the summer, the likelihood of precipitation is not that high, and so you're going to get more beautiful days than non beautiful days. I really love the summer months of like June, and then I really do love August, September. July is could be a hit or miss with that, with the humidity. In New Jersey, at least.
So here's a con that's also on the con list is weather unpredictability, right?
Right.
So yes, odds are you get obviously more beautiful weather in the summer months than in any other time of the year, but it can be unpredictable too, right? You could hit like a heat wave.
Right.
You could hit a sudden thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously anytime you plan something as part of being outdoors, you're going to roll the dice a little bit.
Yeah.
It can be absolutely beautiful. It could also be a scorcher, right?
Yeah.
So you just take that into account, obviously.
Yeah, and it has one of the tips that we'll talk about is thinking about where you're going to be getting married to, right? Because, this is in the tri-state area of New Jersey. So we're talking about that because New Jersey can feel, yesterday was no humidity and was gorgeous out.
Right.
And then tomorrow it could be humid and cloudy, right? So those are a lot of things to think about. But I you're more likely to get beautiful weather than not. So we'll do number two.
I'm going
to
press button.
Number two.
Love it. I love this one. It versatile themes and versatile decorations. So there are a lot of ways that you can go with your wedding planning in the summer months. You can do a whole variety of different colors. You can do beach themes. You can do forest garden type themes. You can do rustic themes. They kind of all work. We've attended weddings that have been kind of the gambit of them.
Yeah.
We've played weddings that have been rustic and stuff like that.
Down the shore in the summer and it's all like seashell themes.
Yeah.
And then you go to like a rustic barn wedding the next day. It's like totally different.
And then you're at, Park Chateau,
yeah,
Park Savoy, the Grove, and it's a little bit more kind of like grand, right? You could really much do any of the themes minus like Christmas, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do. And this obviously can affect A, where you're getting married, and B, it could affect all the other things that you're doing, like your florals, the linens that you're going to be doing on the tables, also what the bridesmaids will be wearing, what the groomsmen will be wearing, that type of stuff. So you have a lot of versatility. I my advice is just to be a little bit different, right? Try to maybe incorporate some of them together. Right, you could definitely do that.
Here's a con: could be more expensive, right?
Right.
So
yes. Yeah.
Demand is way up during that time, and so there is a surge price typically applied by some venues and some vendors. We don't do this, which it's funny. We never get thanked by our summer and fall clients. We get the aggravation and ire of our winter clients because they've been conditioned to say, "Hey, I'm getting off season pricing at my venue. Why are your prices the same as they are?" Our pricing is consistent. That is atypical in the wedding industry. So you can expect a higher cost in the summer, which is a drawback.
Okay. You want to hit them up
for number three.
Very cool. Number three, I think this one is very, very important. It's guest availability, right? People are more available in the summer months than any other time of the year. Why? No school, right? And work tends to slow down. There are a lot of summer Fridays that happen, mm-hmm. maybe summer Mondays, maybe both. and so people tend to really book things around these dates, right? I'll give you an example. We talked about a few episodes ago of like things that are happening, right? So more people are making wedding days, wedding weekends,
right?
And this wedding weekend can turn into a wedding week, right? There's activities that are happening and stuff. And in the summer, you could pretty much do anything.
Yeah, which kind of almost leads into a con, just like with the weather. It can mm-hmm. be great, it can be bad. Because of people's more open availability, you could be competing with their busy personal schedules.
Correct.
Right? Vacation, travel, that sort of thing too.
Yeah.
So I would try, and you know what's so funny is July, we see a dip in July in terms of the number of events happening.
Just recently, yeah.
Yeah, probably because, so it is busier to your point in June and August. People are traveling. So if you're going to plan a summer wedding, I would say early to mid June or back end of August, people start to come back into their normal routines. It's still summer, but you're more likely to catch people at home.
If you are going to be doing a July wedding, that's totally fine. Just make sure that you're booking it out at least 18 months out, right?
So people know.
So people know about it, right? And you could send those save the dates early. Where now you can really kind of avoid that con, right?
I don't want to end on a negative. So let me go with this last one here. Or are we up to the last
one? I'm on, actually, I only did three.
Oh, okay.
So you want to do four first?
Sure.
Let's hit the button.
Number four.
I don't know what I did. This is my last point, though. So we must have been insects, right?
I hate them.
I hate working a summer wedding under a tent where there's like gnats and bugs.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do a summer tent wedding, please figure out how you are dealing with the mosquito population at night.
I will tell you how you can deal with this. And I promise you it works because it's gone through the John Carleo, my father, research.
Okay.
It's not about like bug sprays or things that you can put in the air. It's all about wind. It's about fans. Fans are the only thing that can keep bugs away. I swear to you. Unbelievable thing because they can't actually
fly
against it. You know? So if you're having like an outdoor wedding or a tent wedding, make sure that the fans are included on all aspects of the walls, and that will help keep the bugs out. So there you go. I've just been going against the cons here.
Yeah.
Let me give my fourth one. I love this one. I think you can kind of go off of this too. It's attire options, right? So I think the great thing about summer is that you have more access to different types of fabrics when it comes to suits and also with dresses, right? Right now, I'm wearing more of a summer suit. I think you are too,
yep.
Right? This is more of like a breathable wool. There's things now that, you know, that you can do in the winter. You're kind of limited to kind of warmer fabrics and stuff like that. And so that then opens up the door to different colors and different things. Because now I remember when I was getting married, I did that blue suit, but with that certain fabric, there's only a certain amount of colors within that, right? Because I was getting married in the late fall. So that's really cool. I love the attire options, especially with your guests too, right? So if it's not a black tie wedding, your guests will then have the kind of the variety of what they can bring to the, you know, as their attire.
I realize why I doubled one of these up because it's kind of the same thing. Okay. So I'll give my last con, which is heat and humidity.
Let's go five then.
Number five.
Heat and humidity.
Yeah.
Right? It could be discomfort, a lot of discomfort for those around. You know who I think has it the worst? My cousin got married in June and I was in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the bridal party, you're there all day, dressed all day, taking photos outside all day. And I think my cousin, as the groom, he knew his sweat bad. He went through three shirts, I think. Like he purposely bought three tux shirts.
Yeah.
Because he knew and he needed all three of them by the end of the day.
That was the wedding that we did in Hotel Du Village in same, I think it was like June 27th or something like that.
It was so hot.
That day was not only humid, it was also a scorching hot day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember the groom, he said, I think he brought like four or five shirts and he changed like once an hour. That's commitment. I love that. You know, Matt Priori, he got married June 26th, that Thursday last year. While it was hot that day, it wasn't super hot. Yeah. So you're kind of running the risk of that. My last pro, which I actually really love, is the seasonal food and drinks, right? So if we talk about drinks, there's a lot of drinks that you can do in the summer that you don't necessarily do in the winter.
Right.
You know, old fashions are really big, you know, margaritas are really big. And a lot of these venues have different takes on them. You know, you can do like a blackberry margarita or something like that, but also it comes down to the menu. Right. So for instance, like, let's just talk seafood, because seafood is kind of like, I think, the biggest variety during the year. A lot of the times, like, Chilean sea bass is in season, or like a halibut, as opposed to in the winter where it's mostly just salmon because the freshwater fish are that type of stuff. I don't want to get into that, but I think it's
really
cool.
We've already talked about mosquito wind. We don't have time for fishing.
For fishing. Yeah, I love it. But the that's what nice. And then those steak options can also be a little bit different as well. It's not as heavy foods. The foods are a little bit lighter. So that's really nice.
So if we go into now, where's number one, Mike?
On the top left.
Number one.
All right, so here are our top tips for summer weddings, thinking about how those pros and cons play into it. Number one, think about your venue selection.
Right.
Right. Think about the extremes that you could have in your weather, hot or beautiful, right? Humid or not, and pick a venue that has the ability to cover you in both scenarios.
Yes.
If our ceremony, if the weather is beautiful, our ceremony can be in this nice outdoor space, but if not, here's an alternative.
Yeah.
Don't pick a place just because it only has a beautiful garden or something and has no backup plan for poor
you really,
weather.
You want that 1B, you want that alternative to be pretty much just as good as 1A. Right. And a lot of the times, you know, it falls into the hands of like that you, like if it's raining or it's super humid, it's really uncomfortable and you pushing the envelope like, no, we got to have it outside. Got to have it outside. It's like, at what cost? Right. Yeah, and it's like your guests aren't going to be happy. You're going to be freaking sweltering. You know, make sure that your 1B option is just as good as the 1A, in my opinion.
Okay.
Number two.
Attire for summer weddings was something we just talked about.
Yeah.
You know,
think about it.
Think about what color palette and how you're wearing and how that plays into the venue and your decor and, and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
To Mike's point, you're going to have a lot of different fabric choices and options to go through.
Go with lighter fabrics. You know, always breathable, especially coming from two guys that sweat a lot. Light, breathable fabrics 100% of the time. I really love the dress code too. So you, if it is black tie, you know, that's an option, but also you have all different types of dress code options that you could do for your guests, especially in this Tri-State area.
For sure.
Number three.
The florals. Let's do the floral arrangements, right? Decors. You kind of have the array of things that you can do. You know, the seasonal stuff in the summer are a lot of roses, right? Red roses.
Oh, the flowers?
Yeah, the flowers.
Yeah, you also could do white. I mean, you could
whites. Like, yeah,
any type of white, yeah. Creams.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot more colorful in the summer than it is in any other season, right?
Yeah, and you know,
remember, by fall was less.
There were some
less.
Winter weddings that we did where you could tell that the bride and groom really loved summer flowers, and they tried to bring that into the winter, and it looked really weird.
Yeah.
Opposed to summer, I think you have way more options, you know, to bring in the flowers, that any type of flowers, and it really looks
right. Good. And you might do less, like if it's a beach theme, might more whites, right? Yep. More blues. If it's that garden, then you have kind of the variety of the rainbow. If it's that rustic, you can really go heavy on darker and then complementary light colors in there. So I would definitely, you know, Jude Anthony, I would check out our preferred partner for that too, to kind of
he would
help
know
guide
better
you.
Than us.
Yeah.
Number
last one.
Four.
No.
Fourth
more.
One.
Number four, think about your catering and your menu planning. Again, you're going to want to play into the seasonality, whether it be of your seafood choice, but also the fun options that you have to do summer-themed drinks or summer-themed food appetizers or that sort of stuff.
Right.
So play into the seasonality when designing your menu.
One of my really good friends, Mark, got married down at Clark's Landing, one of our favorite venues that we play at.
Great cocktail hour.
Great cocktail hour. He did a Jersey Shore station. And so it was all like French fries, like Three Brothers, pizza, sliders, hot dogs, like that type of stuff that played into that summer theme. They loved that. They met down the shore
of the
and the informality of it. I think it's really cool. And you could really have fun with that stuff. Let's end with number five there.
Okay, right there.
Number five,
think about how you're going to handle unexpected challenges that a summer wedding could present. For example, the most important one and one that we have not talked about yet is hydration.
I was just,
It is like if I had a nickel for every time somebody went down at a summer wedding, guest due to heat stroke.
We would own a lot of things.
Yeah. So think about hydration stations, like at your ceremony, have extra water stations.
Yep.
Cocktail hour. Think about if you are in an outdoor tent, do you have with those fans that are going to keep the mosquitoes away? Do you have some sort of mist thing happening?
Yep.
You're going to want to keep your guests cool if you're in an outdoor space that doesn't have central air.
Yeah. Since you're the ones getting married, if you think you're drinking enough water, you're not.
Right. Yeah.
Because
mix in a little alcohol and it's no bueno.
And then a lot of the times because you're drinking, and now the big thing is like all the canned alcohols, right? I'm big on Surfsides and Sun Cruisers, right? Those are really awesome to drink, but they're like drinking regular iced teas, right? So you feel like you're hydrated, but you're actually dehydrating yourself. It's so important. We've seen a lot of brides and grooms kind of
teetering,
just fall off the cliff 2 hours into it because the lack of hydration, super important. You know, same thing with like you're talking about at ceremony, like have those things because a lot of times it's a champagne, but you got to have those. And make sure it's cold.
Yeah.
Right? Don't just like make sure your venue. And also big thing is when it is hot on top of hydration, make sure your freaking venue puts the air conditioning on. Like this happens more so than not that it's too hot inside.
Yeah, you're paying for the day. Tell them, drop that temperature
down. Yeah,
drop
it down to 65, right? Get it. I want like a tundra in there because you're going to have like 200 bodies in there.
And then other unexpected things, obviously, like we've already talked about, I don't want to beat the dead horse, but like what happens in the case of bad weather, right? Yeah. Rain, where are you moving your ceremony? Mm-hmm. The bug control, all of those things. When it comes to a summer wedding, think about what happens in the summer and how you might meet those challenges.
Yeah, but more so than not, you're likely going to have amazing weather. So we want to end on that positive note there. It's not going to be a scorcher, especially if you are down the shore, right? Because you have that wind coming in. It's going to be less humid and stuff. So I hope you enjoyed this one. We'll catch you on the next one. And thanks for tuning in.
See ya.
You can find us at elegantmusicgroup.com or on Instagram at elegant.